Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of John, chapters 7 to 9. Whose voice will we listen today? We read in John chapter 8, verses 43, 44 and 47 like this. Jesus said to them, "Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God." In the above passage, we can see that Jesus was frustrated with the unbelief of the Pharisees, as they were quick to condemn the miraculous healings that Jesus provided to the unfortunate people. No matter what Jesus said, they refuted his words and were always scheming to trap him with their trick questions. The Pharisees did not care to hear these things that Jesus taught, nor would they listen to the words with which he expressed the real truth. The Pharisees could not even understand the words of Jesus correctly. When he spoke of bread, they thought only of literal bread. When he spoke of water, they never connected it with the living water. Why was it that they could not understand his speech? It was because they were unwilling to tolerate his teachings and they were literally turned off from his words. Jesus identified the Pharisees as being children of the devil spiritually, even though they were the children of Abraham physically. They were really acting like the devil and wanted to kill Jesus, just like their father Satan, who was a murderer from the beginning. Just like the devil did not abide in the truth, the Pharisees also rejected the truth, Jesus himself. They were reflecting the devil, who is the father of lies. In the words of Augustine, they were children of the devil by imitation. Let us be clear that Satan or the devil is a liar and always speaks from evil intentions. His way over human beings started back in the Garden of Eden when he turned the mind of Eve against God by telling lies about God's goodness, God's word, and God's intentions. When troubles come into our lives, Satan makes us to doubt God's word and his good intentions concerning our lives. God has always good thoughts and intentions about us. This is a proven fact by his own words recorded in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let us be aware that Satan always causes us to believe his lies, and when we do that, our loyalty to God is compromised. However, the power of Satan is no match to the power of God's word. When we tightly cling to God's word, we won't be trapped by Satan's lies. Remember, there are two voices inside us that tell us where to invest our time and our lives. When we listen to Satan's deceiving words, we are guided to live only for the present without any concern for our eternity, and it will be our loss on the long run. Instead, when we listen to the Holy Spirit, he will guide us to all truth, and we can live eternally with him. Whose voice will we listen today? Let us truly love God and reflect that through hearing and obeying his word on a daily basis. Let us hide God's word in our hearts, listen to him alone, and follow the footsteps of Jesus through self sacrifice and identification with him. Let us remember the words of Psalmist that is penned down in Psalms 119, verse number 1, 3, 11 and 12. "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord."